In 2013, Rhode Island lawmakers directed the state's revenue department to analyze tax incentives created to spur economic development. They wanted to find out whether those incentives were working. Linda Katz, director of the Economic Progress Institute, is one of the people who supported the law. She flips through a copy during an interview at her Providence office.
This is the 2013 Tax Incentive Evaluation Bill.
It's not a lengthy piece of legislation, but it's an important law, Katz says. Her organization advocates for policies that benefit lower-income Rhode Islanders.
It's the bang for the buck, right? We want to know that if we're giving away money in order to either attract a company here, keep a company here, try to ignite some activity, that we know that at the end of getting that tax break, we're actually better off than we were before the company got here.
But there's one key problem. The state has yet to produce a single evaluation required under the law, even though the first report was due last June. Doug Hall is the Economic Progress Institute's Director of Economic and Fiscal Policy.
The state needs to do a better job of making sure that we're watching out for the well-being of the entire state.
Hall says Rhode Island could start by completing its first evaluation of tax incentives. The analysis is supposed to measure factors such as the economic impact of business tax incentives, their cost, and the extent to which money kept by companies actually stays in Rhode Island. The report would also contain recommendations about whether to keep, modify, or eliminate specific tax incentives.
Historically, this has all happened in a black box, and the citizens of Rhode Island deserve to know what goes on in that box. And so these are the tools that we need to help make that happen.
Tax incentives come in several forms. Some reduce the direct taxes owed by a company, while others lower taxable income. They can also exempt some investments from taxes. State officials use these as tools to lure, keep, or help expand businesses. Figures made available for some state incentive programs show Rhode Island has awarded nearly $350 million in tax breaks since 2008 alone. Mark Furcolo directs the State Department of Revenue, and he agrees his agency should have completed the tax incentives evaluation by now.
So it just really wasn't done because
Furcolo says there are several reasons why his analysts have yet to finish and release a single report. He says the obstacles predate his tenure at the department, which began only a few months ago.
I'm new. I can't speak for my predecessor. What I can speak for is that I do think it's an important report. I think it's a wonderful report in the fact that we get to put our recommendations into that report. So I'm committed to getting it done as soon as possible, and I will get it done.
Furcolo is hoping to have the analysis completed and released by this summer. Paul Grimaldi, the Department of Revenue spokesman, explains some of the factors that held up the report. Staffing is one. The Office of Revenue Analysis was once down to as few as one full-time and one part-time employee. Taxpayer confidentiality issues complicated information sharing between state agencies. And analysts were also busy with other reports, like a recent car tax analysis. Here's Grimaldi.
I think that the legislature and the policymakers were headed in the right direction with what they wanted. We need the analysis that you're talking about. So how do you ramp up to get that done? And as Mark said, we think we're at the place where we have the staff necessary to do things in a timely fashion.
In Rhode Island, a handful of large companies have been the primary beneficiaries of the state's tax incentive programs. They include CVS Health, Fidelity Investments, Citizens Bank, and submarine maker Electric Boat. At $175 million, Woonsocket-based CVS has received roughly half of all incentives made public by the Division of Taxation since 2008.
Tax incentives are really important decisions for states' budgets and states' economies.
Josh Goodman is Senior Officer for State Fiscal Health at the Pew Charitable Trust. The organization began researching tax credits and incentives more than 5 years ago, and assisted Rhode Island in developing its own evaluation program.
Across the country, states commit billions of dollars a year to tax incentives, and they're one of the primary tools that states use to try to create jobs, attract businesses, grow their economy.
Goodman says there is a learning curve involved when states set out to determine the effectiveness of their tax incentive programs. Information gathering can be tricky, as it was in Rhode Island's case. To measure a program's effectiveness, analysts also have to develop a methodology that's going to produce accurate results.
30 states now have laws in place requiring regular evaluation of tax incentives, like Rhode Island.
And because the Ocean State has a law on the books, Pew considers Rhode Island to be among states headed in the right direction, even if it hasn't completed a single evaluation. Still, Doug Hall at the Economic Progress Institute says Rhode Islanders should be thinking more critically about corporate tax breaks and whether they are the best economic development tool to begin with.
It's really important, especially during times of significant fiscal constraint. When we look at the research around economic development incentives, the record is pretty fuzzy. And if anything, it shows that collectively, there's really not the sort of return that you would expect to see.
What impact Rhode Island is seeing from its tax incentive programs is the question the evaluation report is supposed to answer. Governor Gina Raimondo has been a strong advocate for incentives. She wasn't available for an interview for the story, but she says in a statement that her incentive programs have created new jobs. The State Department of Revenue has begun releasing more tax incentive figures in its annual reporting. Officials there now say the target date for the first evaluation of state tax incentive programs is the end of this June, 1 year past the original deadline. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Alex Nunes.